Morning, everyone. I'm John Berman.
I'm Poppy Harlow. We start this hour with breaking news. We're just getting word of the president's strong reaction to President Trump's most explosive claims.
I think the former president's reaction. We're talking about President Obama's reaction to President Trump. You remember that President Trump accused the former president of personally authorizing wiretaps on Trump Tower. CNN's Jeff Zeleny has been working his sources all night, all morning. You've got some new information, Jeff.
Well, John and Poppy, no surprise, perhaps, but we are being told that President Obama was irked and exasperated at this whole assertion that he personally was involved in wiretapping the current president. Now, there's no surprise here that President Obama, of course, has a long history with his successor in office. Not always pleasant, to be sure. But this latest round of reports, I am told, takes it to a new level. He stops short of being furious at him, I'm told, but he's simply exasperated at the fact that this current president is talking about the fact that he personally authorized a wiretap, which they simply say, of course, is not the fact, say it did not happen. Now, the presidents normally have this sense of decorum. They do not talk about their successors after leaving office. And so far, the former president, President Obama, has largely kept to that. But his aides have not been nearly as quiet. The army of Obama supporters, if you will, have been rallying to his defense. The former president has been silent. I am told he has no plans to speak out about this in the future. But John and Poppy, exasperated and irked are the two words used to describe his emotions and feelings after hearing that report on Saturday.
And no public statements planned, but I think probably more than happy to let his irkedness leak out so that the world can know about it. Jeff Zeleny, don't go anywhere because we have a lot more information coming in. Also,
being honest with you folks, I don't think Obama is even worried about the whole thing. I think he really doesn't care. You're listening to Views with a Twist, a part of Complaint Department on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, John Robinson at writerscafe.org, telephone at your-poetry.com. We're in SoundCloud and Pinterest. Do you really think Obama cares? I don't think anybody cares what Trump the Dump does. Anyway, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Shooting in London causes at least one dead at the door of Parliament. The area in front of the British Parliament in London is on high alert after a shootout in front of the building. Early reports indicate that at least one man had assaulted several people before being shot by police at the door of the building. The incident led to the closure of the two chambers of Parliament, when more than 200 deputies are inside the two hemiclos. British media report a second incident, at Westminster Bridge, where a driver had run over six people. So far it is not known whether the two incidents are related. Thank you for watching. Please like, subscribe to my channel.
Hi honey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? What's your name?
Billy.
Wee, I like that name. Have you been a good little boy?
Yes. Yes.
How old are you, Billy?
I'm 26. I'm an entertainment lawyer in Beverly Hills.
Be a champion. There's a lot to fight for. Planned Parenthood, education, health care, jobs, every issue is a woman's issue. So stand up, resist, run for office, be a champion.
The breaking news this morning. Look at the pictures out of Paris. Police out in force at the Orly airport.
And the airport remains closed after a suspect managed to steal a weapon from a soldier guarding the airport. That suspect was shot and killed by security forces.
Thousands of passengers forced to evacuate from the city's second largest airport. Pictures show travelers walking on the highway nearby.
And it's all happening in a city and a country already under a state of emergency after recent terror attacks. We start here with ABC's Jennifer Eccleston, who's covering the story from our London bureau. Good morning, Jennifer.
Dan and Paula, good morning. A massive police operation is underway this morning after a man grabbed the gun of a soldier on patrol in Paris's Orly International Airport. The assailant then running away from soldiers and hiding in an airport shop. He was shot dead by security forces, but a frantic scene followed with travelers and airport staff fleeing the terminal. It was evacuated by heavily armed police special forces who were on the scene within minutes. They escorted people to safety outside. No one else was injured. But they are warning travelers to stay away from Orly Airport until the police investigation is complete. Flights have been redirected to nearby Charles de Gaulle Airport. There's been no official comment on the suspect, his identity, or possible motive. But police are saying he acted alone. They're also confirming a shooting earlier this morning is linked to the airport incident. A motorist was pulled over and shot a police officer and fled. His identity is known to French intelligence officers. And the Paris prosecutor's office today confirming its anti-terrorism section is now taking over this investigation. Dan and Paula.
Already amplifying the nerves of the French. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for that reporting.
It's madness, folks. Madness, what can I tell you? You know, the news projects things that, you know, it always seems like it's worse than it really is. But let me tell you something. It's worse than it really is. No, seriously. I don't know, man. There's just crazy people out there doing crazy stuff, man. I don't know, the whole ISIS thing, whatever. You know, it's just, hey, just live your life, try to stay safe. That's all I can say. You're listening to Views with a Twist on your iTunes, Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com, John Robinson at writerscafe.org, Tawakwanda at your-poetry.com, or on SoundCloud and Pinterest as well. So, yeah, I said that. All right, I'll be back later. All right. everything just fades to black.
CNN has learned, according to a source, that the president of the United States has asked the speaker to pull the bill. Is that...
Okay. There you go. There you go. That's not surprising, given the fact that, given what I just described, and the scramble here, and the fact that they went to recess and announced that they were going to have a meeting of all House Republicans. Very interesting that they put this on the president himself. I do have to tell you that this is, you know, sometimes when you hear things, information that sources give you come into more clarity. And so that's basically what just happened, which is I was told earlier, you know, just because the White House is saying have this vote, which Sean Spicer did, he announced that the vote is going to happen, which is, again, very unusual for the White House to make a legislative announcement from the White House podium. He did that. And at the same time, I was warned by a source in the Republican leadership, just be careful, because that's not necessarily what the president wants. Well, now we know what the president has asked for, or at least that this is their plan on how to publicly explain it, to put the onus on the president, that the president wants to delay this and not have it in the House Republican leadership's lap. This clearly was discussed. This clearly was intentional to play it like this, to spin it as a presidential decision. And it is not surprising, given what we have been talking about all day long, the fact that it was very clear the votes were not there, and it could have gone not just down, but down big time if they did decide to take this vote.
Yeah, he lost that. He can take that vote and, you know, put it where lost votes go. He'll take that. He'll take that. You know, it's a good thing to show him that he can't just do whatever the hell he thinks he wants to do. You know, he has to go through changes. He has to go through democracy. He has to go and get votes. And, you know, he can get on the television and lie about all the crap. Is all, you know, last time he called, he said it was the Democrats' fault. And it's really funny with this guy. It's always somebody else's fault. It's never his fault. There's never anything he has to do or they have to do. It's somebody else's fault. Well, you know what? I hope you fall on your face a few more times until you realize that sometimes it's just your fault. All right? JDR, I'll be back.
I'm in a spectacular mood for a multitude of reasons. Number one, because I'm not a cougar. Because even though I'm over 38, I think it's bullshit to call a woman a cougar because she's with a younger dude. If you're going to call me a name because I'm with a younger dude, call me what I am. Fucking sore. I only leave the house to let the swelling go down. God, I wish these were jokes. Because here's the deal. When you're young, you're stupid. No offense, Allie. But, and it's not because you're blonde. It's just because you're young. Because if you're young in America and you read dumbass magazines with Kardashians on the cover, those fat-ass Armenian whores have ruined everything. I don't care. Fuck it. I hate them. $2 million birthday party for their hoe wrangling mom. That's bullshit. She calls herself a momager because she's a mom manager. Like, all moms are managers. That's the deal of being a mom. You wrangle your kids. You make sure they're safe. She's not a momager. She's a mom pimp. She's a mimp. That's what she is. She's been hustling those little bitches since they grew pubic hair. I hate that bitch.
Oh, 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 oh I'm la gaga, ooh la la, what you about romance?
Reporters everywhere are now freaking out about what Bill O'Reilly said on television last night. Bad news for the fake stream media. Paris Swade for Liberty Writers News reports at Fox News Bill O'Reilly is flaming mad at how the mainstream media treated the case of the two immigrant teens. One of them is in the United States illegally, and was accused of raping a Maryland high school student. Take a look. Here's now Bill Riley, not too happy.
As we reported extensively last night, a 14-year-old girl in Rockville, Maryland, was raped in a high school bathroom by two men allegedly in this country illegally. The incident is beyond shocking. An 18-year-old from Guatemala and a 17-year-old from El Salvador were freshmen at the school. Freshmen. Authorities say they dragged the 14-year-old into a bathroom, brutally raped her. Fox News covered the story extensively, as I said, last night. But ABC, NBC, CBS did not cover it on their nightly news broadcasts, nor did they cover it this morning. And they have hours of airtime in the morning. CNN did not cover the Maryland story in prime time last night. Ditto MSNBC. That is beyond anything I have ever seen in my 40 years plus of journalism. A story of that magnitude ignored by the national media.
ABC, NBC, CBS did not cover it on their nightly news broadcasts. Now, that was from his talking points memo, and he continued that CNN did not cover the Maryland story in primetime or MSNBC. And he was quite upset that something of this magnitude, not on any of the network's news reporting. He said he hadn't seen that in 40 years of his career. And then he went on to say, he says, we know why. It's because illegal immigration is a political issue. They know that the story would reinforce President Trump's positions on immigration. Because those networks hate Donald Trump, they hate America, they hate nationalism, and since they're shills for globalism, they are not going to report on anything that's going to advance the president's positions. And that is the truth. So what are your thoughts on the fake stream press now, clearly not reporting on such a horrific story, absolutely horrific story? Comment below, subscribe for updates. If you like what we're doing here, give us a thumbs up and share this report on your social networks. For the Next News Network, I'm Gary Franchi.
With the rise of domestic terrorism and stricter gun laws to contend with, Americans are searching for better ways to be prepared for any situation. How are they doing that? Simply put, a flashlight. And not just any flashlight, the TC-1200 military-grade flashlight from OneTac.com. It has just been released to the public for the first time and is already selling out, and here is why. Powered by the most advanced Cree LED technology in marketing today, makes the TC-1200 the most powerful single LED flashlight for its size. It's amazingly bright with up to 1200 lumens, has a lamp life of 100,000 hours, and is made from military-grade aluminum for extra durability. It is compact and lightweight, which makes it perfect for taking with you anywhere you go. At 75% the regular price and free shipping, the OneTac TC-1200 is the only high-powered flashlight you will ever need in your arsenal. Visit OneTac.com today before they're out of stock. OneTac. Power, strength, and protection.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.
Nice music there at the end. But the first thing that I would say about Mr. O'Reilly, you know, and sometimes I like Bill O'Reilly, you know, he's not a bad guy. You know, he's written a couple of books and they were kind of interesting. But I would say that he has an agenda here. You know, he has, I don't know if he knows the family or whatever, but he has some sort of investment in this case. Because the way he's going off, it's like, oh my God, how can you do this? And let me tell you something, Mr. O'Reilly. If it was a black chick, if it was a black 14-year-old girl, nobody be looking for her tomorrow. Okay? So don't make such a big deal. Because it's not a big deal. I mean, listen, it is. It's a big deal in the case of every kid of every person that has done some sort of harm in this manner. Yes, it is a big deal. But you are making, you have a personal agenda here. If you do, that's fine. I mean, that's fine. If you got a personal agenda, the more power and the more investment you put into it, you know? Me personally, and I think a lot of people that are out there, we've heard similar stories. So it's not anything to jump out of bed because of, you know. Just saying. Anyway, let me get my shout-outs. Let me get my shout-outs to the FDNY, the ASPCA, the NYPD, SOS Wildlife of India, North Shore Animal League, Allemande Freunde in Deutschland, everyone that listens to me. I may have forgot somebody. If I did, I'll catch you later on. All right, folks, I might be back, I might not. Plenty of show left, so hang around. All right.
A little bit earlier this month, they asked them if the Democratic Party had a vision, had a message, had an idea where they want to go. And he gave a devastating quote that I loved, I think you're going to love, and I think is unfortunately perfectly emblematic of where the current Democratic Party stands. He said, "You're asking a good question, and I can't give you a definitive answer." Isn't that sad? He says, "Certainly, there are some people in the Democratic Party who want to maintain the status quo. They would rather go down with the Titanic so long as they have first class seats." Damn, that is exactly right. That goes to the core of the corporatist establishment Democrats. Because if you're a Democratic consultant and you're making millions of dollars from TV ads, but your candidates are losing, what do you care? You keep getting jobs. You get one candidate after another. You keep getting rehired. At least on the Republican side, if you don't get results, the Koch brothers will fire you. On the Democratic side, failure is rewarded over and over and over again. And they all work for their donors. So of course they don't have an economic plan. Of course they don't have a plan for the American people. All they have is, well, we might be going down, but I've got first class seats on the Titanic. Enjoy those seats. You might want to rearrange some of those seats on the deck. It might be the last thing you do politically. Now, Bernie has his own plan. Go to Our Revolution to check that out. And of course, we loved his fight during the primaries, and we love his fight going forward, and he's fought for those ideas for 40 years. There's also a Justice Democrats. So which one you want to support? You want to support both? Fantastic. JusticeDemocrats.com are going to run real Americans, and we're going to go for real change. And if the Democratic Party doesn't like it, they can go ahead and step aside. But one other thing I got from this quote, Bernie Sanders is basically beginning to realize, yeah, they want you for the rallies. Yes, they want you for your popularity. But at the end of the day, they are never going to do his populist agenda. Because these Democrats who are the establishment are not populist. They're not. They're the guys who take those corporate donations and pretty much do exactly what those donors tell them to do. They're never going to be populist because they're not paid to be. So that is a losing agenda that has lost the White House, the House, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and 69 out of 99 state legislatures. Have I mentioned that before? Well, if you're going to be losers like that, please do us the favor of stepping aside, because we prefer not to hit the iceberg.
Are you sick of the mainstream media? Then I got good news for you. We're going to hire some investigative reporters, and we're going to go house. We're actually going to investigate what's happening in this country and stand up for you guys. Help us do it. Go to tytnetwork.com/go. If everybody watching this video just gives a little bit of money, we'd have plenty to hire those investigative teams and unleash them on the country.
Wow. That was the Young Turks. You can see the Young Turks. They're on YouTube. They have a news channel on YouTube. Young Turks. Just Google Young Turks. And, you know, that's pretty deep, you know, because Bernie Sanders, man, he caught the hearts of millions. And he was for the people. And, you know, I think, excuse me, I think that, I think that there's a reason that Trump won. Because the Bernie Sanders people didn't vote. You know, they didn't vote, and a lot of disenchanted people didn't vote, you know, and that's why you got what you got now. You know, I don't know. I don't know if Bernie Sanders is, you know, ready to make a comeback. What did he be, 78 or pushing 80? You know, I mean, boy, I don't know. Great man, great concepts, you know, great theory, great, you know, pretty cool dude, but I don't know, it might be too late for Bernie Sanders, you know, and it's, we got to face it, we got to wait on the next Bernie Sanders, and to be honest with you, and I'm not making a slide on Bernie Sanders here, but I hope that he's like, you know, 30 years younger. You know what I mean? Just, you know, bring me on another Kennedy. Bring me, you know, bring me on a Kennedy. Bring me on like this guy from Canada. You know? Good looking young guy, you know? He's all ready to get in there and battle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, somebody like that. All right, folks. I'll either be back or I shall not. If I shall not, I shall see you shall next week. Shall shall.
So that fantasy sports bet.
Another one.
Good morning. Welcome back to Breakfast Television 745. Thanks for starting your day with us. Lena Hughes from the Winnipeg Humane Society joining us with Cuddles here, who looks like she wants to do anything but right
this
now.
This is Cuddles,
very
yeah.
exciting environment, though. Tell us a little bit about her, first of all. She's up for adoption?
Yeah, she's up for adoption at the Winnipeg Humane Society. She's just over 8 years old.
She's a big girl.
She's a big girl. She's been with us just under a month, so she's looking for a nice home.
So was she surrendered to you? Or
yeah, she surrendered to us. Okay. I think it was just her owner wasn't able to take care of her anymore, aww. So now she's looking for a new home, but she's a really sweet girl. She's
Cuddles.
Really roly-poly and cuddly, as her name might suggest, and she's yeah. actually declawed.
Which is what we're going to talk about today, because yeah. the Winnipeg Humane Society is strongly against that.
That's right. Declawing is a very painful surgery for cats. Not only is a surgery painful, but the recovery process is quite painful.
Because you're saying when they actually do it, they're removing a joint in their foot?
Yeah, it's almost the equivalent of removing the first joint in a human finger. So it's very painful for the cat, and it actually takes away their natural defense system, so it can be quite stressful for them as well.
So it can lead to a number of issues. Yeah. Physically, the way in which they walk or carry themselves could change?
That's right. They might start to put the weight on their hindquarters instead of their front quarters, which could cause arthritis issues, joint and hip issues along the road. So it's just bad news all around.
And you mentioned the stressed and anxious, and that's because you're taking away their main defense mechanism.
That's right. And it's also a release for them. So when a cat wakes up from a nice long nap, they like to stretch out, get those claws out, and it feels really good for them. So when they don't have the claws, that can really bother them.
And it can also change the way they use their litter box?
That's true, yeah. Sometimes they have the association of the claws going in the litter, and if that's painful for them, they might stop using the litter box, so they'll start using your house as a litter box, which is never a good idea.
No, not at all. Okay, so the Winnipeg Humane Society does not support declawing at all, and you had said that there was a vet in Brandon that actually said they will not do it anymore.
Yeah, I believe they're the first vet clinic in Manitoba to outright say they are not doing declawing surgeries anymore.
That's great, because there are so many options out there, and you brought just a few for us here. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the scratching posts.
This one here. Okay.
Yeah, the thing with scratching posts is it's not really a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. As we all know, cats all have their distinct personalities and quirks, so you want to observe where the cat is scratching in your home, what kind of furniture they like to scratch, and you can mimic the texture and the shape with different kinds of scratching posts. So this one's more of a carpet style. This one has a cardboard feel, which is nice in their nails.
And this one you can actually entice. There's a little bit of catnip, so you sprinkle it on there, and then they'll be a little bit more drawn to that.
So if the cat is not too keen on using the scratching post right away, you can sprinkle some catnip or maybe give them some treats to encourage them to start using it.
Excellent. And then there's always the caps, which we've seen before. These ones here that actually kind of just slide over top of the nails?
Yeah, you can put them over the nails. They last about 6 weeks or so, and that way they still have their claws. They're still able to stretch out, but without doing any damage to your furniture or to you.
Now, with these, though, we don't support cats being outside. They should not be roaming outside.
That's right, yeah.
But this can actually, these are not ideal for outdoor cats.
No, because when they are outdoors, you want to make sure they have their nails, just because it is that defense mechanism for them.
That's all they have.
Yeah.
So great option for indoor cats, though, and like Miss Cuddles here, who's looking for a home. You can find her at the Winnipeg Humane Society, 45 Hurstway. Thank you so much, Lena.
Thank you.
Right now, we'll check in with Fiona, filling in for Jenna.